taken me?
So many questions. I think it's about time I give you some answers.
What is this?
You see me, yo. There was a time when Yetis lived beneath the clouds. We were alive and we were thriving till we came across a crowd of Smallfoot. That's right, we used to live down there. But there were actions we could not forgive down there. And though they used a different nomenclature, man or human, they showed us human nature. A dangerous species, though we approach with wonder. They attack with their spears and their smoking sticks of thunder. They called us Sasquatch, they called us abominable. They chased us, pursued us, their persistence indomitable. We had no choice but to run and hide. Otherwise, we surmised we were facing genocide. So we climbed this mountain just to stay alive. You see, we knew that up here Smallfoot could not survive. So it was here the first law was written in stone. It was named and proclaimed as a truth to be known. Our world is an island that floats on a sea of endless clouds. That's how it would be. And then we wrote more laws, more rules to obey. For the sake of us all, it was the only way to protect us from all of the human ravages heaped upon us by those human savages. So it's best just to let it lie. And you can't deny that it's best just to let it lie.
But Marv Smallfoot, he's not like that.
They're all like that. Tell me, when you found him, did he greet you with open arms? They don't care about us. They don't care about anything but themselves. Which is why we must do the same. If we care about our future. But look closer.
Those aren't clouds. It's steam.
Stones are working.
Stones?
Every job and every task is pointless as it seems. All of it ensures that this important machine keeps churning and turning and spinning around. So those below don't look up and those above don't look down. And they'll look. Cause even if they hear of these atrocities, the only thing stronger than fear is curiosity.
So none of those stones are true. They're all lies.
Good lies to protect our world.
But they need to know the truth.
Oh, do they? You feel emboldened by your noble quest to find the truth. I chalk it up to the naive innocence of youth. So let me share a secret that you'll learn as you grow older. What's true or not true is in the eye of the beholder. So do you want to prevent our own annihilation?
Yes!
Then our only goal should be to control the flow of information. Unless you want to see the Smallfoot conquering pillage.
No!
Then protect the lie and you protect the village. Lives are at stake, Nico. Your friends. Your father, Michi. She's curious, and you know what they say. Curiosity killed the yak.
So what do you want me to do?
Tell everyone you were lying about the Smallfoot.
But they've already seen it. They're not gonna believe me.
You'd be surprised at what they'll believe. You think knowledge is power, amigo? Question is,
now you know.
What are you gonna do with that power?